Welcome, welcome, welcome. Om Shanti. Didi Nirmala, welcome. Brother Charlie, welcome. And Dr. Pratap, welcome. Coming. So before we begin, could we check translation, please? Give me a thumbs up if your translation is working. And I will wait until I get thumbs up. Let's give us a thumbs up if it's working. Oh, this is good. Spanish is good. Over here we have Russian is good. Other hands up. Is your translation working? Give me your thumbs up if translation is working. No thumbs up from the middle group. That would be Portuguese and French. Portuguese. Please, thumbs up if your translation is working. We're waiting to see the middle section first before we proceed. Thumbs up if your translation is working. Please give us an indication that you are getting translation. If you have not already. Okay. So we shall proceed. Warm, warm, warm welcome to all of you to this number 20 Peace of Mind Mount Abu meditation experience. Are you warm? So warm welcome. My name is Judy Johnson. I'm from Canada, and I have the honor of being your host this evening. We have a rich and full evening for you. Mostly this evening is to give you a big, open-hearted welcome to this place, and also to set the stage for a week full of rich and wonderful learning experiences. So we'll give you a bit of information tonight and some background. On stage we have three very special guests. I'll just say their names. They will get full introductions in a few moments. But we have Didi Nirmala here next to me. We have Dr. Pratap in the middle. And we have Brother Charlie over there. All three here to welcome you this evening. So let us begin with the purpose of peace of mind. I don't know what's brought most of you here, but I know we'll find out as the week unfolds. But the intention of this very precious week was to give all of you an opportunity to, I guess, be exposed. Exposure to India, exposure to spirituality, exposure to the Brahma Kumaris and the philosophy of the Brahma Kumaris, to friends, to family, members, to contacts from all around the world, and to give you a chance to be in a multinational setting, in a multinational gathering like this, held with the strength and the power of the spiritual yogis that we have here and many others, in an atmosphere really customized for you to explore your own spirituality and learn a bit, little bit more about the BK philosophy. So does that sound like why you came? Yes? Good. Okay. And you know, you're hand-picked, so you're a very precious group in that you look around. I think we have 150 guests from 40 countries. We will see in a few minutes where you're all from. But not everybody is willing to make that trek. You know, it's quite a distance to get here and all of the various visas and forms and things. So very special ones, and welcome to you. First, I'd like to just let you know that this is the hall in which all of your programming will happen, most of your main programming, and the meditation hall, which is downstairs from here. You can refer to your program for any different location, and we'll trust you to go to your companions for greater instructions, okay, for more instructions. So this is where we will hold most of our events. And please refer to your packs. Most of you have the program, do you? So we've been very diligent to give you as much accurate information as we can, and we're quite minimalist on announcements, so that most of what happens on stage is spiritual learning. So we encourage you to read your programs and to go to your companions. If anyone is here without a companion, we encourage you to please come and speak to us after this evening session, because your companion is like a wise guide on the side, a special friend who's been here before and who knows the ways of the place and the special locations and all of the places you need to be. So we hope that every one of you has a companion and that they're there for you. While you will see many beautiful souls up here on stage sharing wisdom and experience and knowledge with you, there are many, many out there behind the scenes who you will see serving food or making food or cleaning rooms or making sure you get onto a bus and that transport takes you to your destination. So a huge thank you to everybody. You'll see there are three campuses here, and each campus has a series of departments. And pretty much everybody in every department is aware of this event. They're aware it's a very special event, and they have some contribution to make. So it's quite a network, and if one little thing changes, the ripple effect goes across all of the campuses. So we'll keep you up to date through your companions. Okay? So have you had a chance to look at your program? Yes? Have you seen the variety, the diversity, the beauty of experiences? So you're going to get everything from one of the finest Jain temples in India to the village shopping scene. How many of you have already been to the village shopping scene? Hands up. So downtown Abu awaits those of you who have not been there. Yes. You're going to get a hike. You're going to get wonderful spiritual input. You're going to get small group sharing conversations, explorations. You're going to get the basics of meditation and some beautiful sound spa experiences. It's like a sound bath. We get to soak in beautiful sounds and meditate. And many other informal and beautiful things that will happen over the week. But it's been designed specially for you to have a rich and diverse and fun and enjoyable and deep experience. So how does that sound? Sound good? Yes. And there are many, many people. I'm thinking of the people in your centers, whatever country you're from and city you're in, those that have been planning all year how to support you, how to get you here. So you're being held by a vast network of loving BK arms around the world. So, welcome. So I would like to, this evening we're going to introduce, before I introduce our guests up here, I would like the Peace of Mind team to stand up. So you might not know this, but this Peace of Mind retreat, loud enough, Pratibha? Needs to be louder? Is it okay? Okay. Translation or loudness? It's okay? Okay. All right. Would the Peace of Mind planning team please stand up? So we have individuals here. You know, the UK has been holding transport and meet and greet, and we've got Argentina holding dining capacity, and we've got the Caribbean on reception. You know what? They're not here. They're off doing their duties. Okay. So there's an international team that's been planning for this for a year. Okay. You'll see them later. Many thanks to them. And you will notice one other thing I'll draw your attention to quickly is you have a name tag which I think has a virtue on it. Have you got a virtue on your name tag? Some say contentment, some say happy. You should have, do you? Yes, okay. So the purpose of this virtue is for you to completely enjoy that virtue for the week. Somehow that was specially chosen for you, okay? but also this virtue will get you into your small study groups. So there are others who have the same virtue. You can watch for them, and they will become small group companions as the week moves on. The other thing I will encourage you, I have this very special bling lanyard, and I'm the only one who has this. This is in honor of someone very special who you will hear about later. It's not my usual style, but I'm wearing this week. We would like you, please, to keep your lanyards on when you're not, you know, in the shower or in your rooms, when you're out in public places. If you could keep this on, that would be very helpful, partly because we have many conferences happening here at the same time, but also then it allows everybody who's here to know that, oh, you're part of the Peace of Mind team. Okay? So really it means you get some special attention, so keep it on. Okay? So those are sort of the initial small announcements we would like to make to give you a bit of the lay of the land. And then I'm going to get all of you to stand up before we introduce Didi Nirmala. And so that you can look around the room, I know you've seen on the participant packs that there are people from 40 countries here, if anybody's counted. But we thought it might be nice to stand up and we could actually just see who's who and who's from where. So if I could ask first, anybody who's come here from a home base in Africa, if you could please stand up. Including South Africa. All of Africa, please. Yes. Including South Africa. Okay, and any companions from South Africa, you could stand up too. That would be helpful. Thank you, Aruna. Okay, thank you, Kalpna. Very nice. Welcome. Okay. Anyone who has come from the home base in the UK, often we have a large group from the UK, so we ask them separately. Wonderful. Thank you. Anybody here from a home base in Europe? Anybody who came from a home in Europe? Okay. Wonderful. Quite a diversity of countries. I know you'll see on your program. Thank you. Welcome. Anybody here from the Middle East? Please stand up. Anybody who's come from a home in the Middle East? Very warm welcome to you. Thank you. Russia, CIS, and Baltic states. Ah, wonderful large group. Thank you. Welcome. Americas, that includes North, South, and the Caribbean and Central America. Wonderful. Thank you. Welcome. And the last two groups, anybody from Asia? That includes South Asia, Southeast Asia. Anybody from Asia, please stand up. Oh, very large group. Wonderful. Thank you. And then anyone from Australia or New Zealand? Oh. Look how many. Fantastic. Wonderful. Warm welcome. Thank you. So, this is by way of introducing us to Didi Nirmala. I would like to introduce Didi Nirmala to all of you. How many of you don't know Didi Nirmala? Hands up. Many, many, most. Okay, so you are in for a very, very special treat with Didi Nirmala. Didi is a Hindi word we use for senior sister. So we call her Didi Nirmala, senior respected sister. So wise in age and experience. And it's a very big secret that I'm going to tell you all. It's Didi Nirmala's birthday tomorrow on on Gandhiji's celebration birthday. So we'll ask her age in a moment because I know she doesn't mind to tell us. Dee Dee's been in knowledge since a young age, when she had trained as a doctor in Bombay and worked as a physician for a number of years, and then transferred, basically dedicated her entire life to spiritual service. She's responsible for all of the service activities of the Brahma Kumaris in the Asia-Pacific region, which is a very big region, and she somehow manages to do that while also being responsible for this complex, this Gyan Sarovar complex, and all the activities that happen here. So she's a modern multitasking deity, Dee Dee Nirmala. And she's one of the funniest yogis I know. She makes me laugh all the time because of her detachment. She's known for her detachment, great wisdom in this detachment. So I'm going to invite Dee Dee Nirmala to welcome you officially to this complex of Gyan Sarovar and to the Brahma Kumaris. Welcome, Dee Dee.
Good evening and Om Shanti. Om Shanti is a term you will hear quite often. Om is I am, Shanti is peace. So we remind ourselves, I am a peaceful soul. So you have come for this peace of mind retreat. How many of you were attracted by peace of mind? Will you raise your hand? And how many of you were attracted for meditation retreat? And how many came because your friends recommended you? Few. Okay. So, nowadays we find the mind is running around here and there, worried about future and becoming peaceless. Mind also gets upset now and again. And the thing is, we have become slaves of our mind. Our intellect will tell us one thing, mind will tell us something different. And that's why we find there is conflict between mind and intellect, and sometimes we say, oh, I've got two minds. I think about this, but I think this is not right. So the thing is, we get angry, upset, and worried. These are the main causes of being peaceless. And you will learn in this 7 days, how to not only be peaceful, or how your mind can be peaceful as well as happy, as well as you can empower yourself with many kinds of powers. Because when I say, oh, I can't help, it means I am weak. I need to empower myself. Because I should be master of my mind and master of my situation. So Raja Yoga, the yoga means union, Raja means king. So this is the union which makes us king or masters. So rather than being slave to our mind, now it's time to master our mind so that we are at ease in variety of situations. Because nowadays, as you know, everywhere natural calamities or terrorism or financial crisis, so we are not at ease most of the time. We are distressed. And the job also makes us stressful, tense, uptight, etc. So situations are there. But in such situation, how to maintain peace of mind? We will learn that art in these 7 days. So welcome to this university. Come home. Come hospital. We call this as Father's home or everybody's home. So at the moment, you came here as guest. But I hope when you go back, you feel this is your home and you are going to your office in your country. And I have seen many people, when they share their experience, crying. When they are leaving, they feel they will be missing something that they got it here. So this is your home or Father's home. Because you will also hear many times the word Father or Baba. The Hindi term for father is Baba. So rather than saying Supreme Being, we say Baba or Father. And this is also university. Because in some of the countries it's known as Brahma Kumari Spiritual University. The Hindi term is Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwariya Vishwavidyalaya, very long name. So initially we used to call our centers Raja Yoga Centers, which short term, but now we call ourselves as Brahma Kumaris. So Brahma Kumaris is a short name. Or sometimes we say BK. B for Brahma, K for Kumaris. So you will, in your lectures, will be listening all these short forms. And by the end of the week, you will know many, many things that you never knew. Because this is school or university where you will learn about yourself, about many, many things, about what sort of actions we should do, what are the karmas, what are good karma, what are sinful karma, etc. As well as how we go through the different ages of the time. Because time is changing all the time, or situations are changing all the time. And this is the end of this drama, we are all actors in this drama. And this is the end time when we will be returning home. It's time to return home. We came from home to play the part here. And this is the last role that we are playing in this life. So you'll learn many, many things. And if you listen carefully and try to digest as much as possible, and also you will have many, many workshops where you can ask your questions in a small group, because in a big gathering you will just listen to the lecture, but in a small gathering there will be some buddy guiding you in those study groups where you can share your experience, comments or question. So you will have variety of program these 7 days. There will be few outings as well as You will go to Peace Park where you will have games. So it will be really very entertaining part of this week. I'm sure you will enjoy and learn also a lot of things. So it's fun as well as learn. And you will have this nice atmosphere of like-minded spiritual people, because those who have come here, I'm sure they are spiritual, interested in spirituality. So you will have good company, pure vegetarian food, as well as learn. So I'm sure you will take a lot of benefit from this retreat and return home to study more. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi. One of the things I think that is very special about the BKs, at least from my experience around the world, is that every time we teach the course, which we do week after week, month after month, year after year, most of us who are here, is that we always tell people, take what you like and leave the rest. You know? So this is a really great opportunity for you to get it all. And then you can sift and sort what you like and what's beneficial for you and take that away with you. So you'll be exposed to all kinds of wisdom this week. And we will see Dee Dee again, I think, maybe two or three times on more detailed pieces of knowledge as well. So thank you for welcoming us, Dee Dee. I think I would like to move on and introduce our second, I won't say guest, because it's really family member, welcoming all of you as guests to this place. Dr. Pratap sits here in the middle of this trio, and a very special soul who has been studying with the Brahma Kumaris for more years than I know, so I might let him tell you how many, and a professional medical a physician, a doctor with a speciality in cardiology, I believe, and he's the medical director of the Global Hospital, which you will go visit, I think, on Tuesday. And he's here really as a testament to the great love that he has, but also that the Brahma Kumaris have for humanity. And the Global Hospital serves the entire region, an outreach health care service, medical service to all of the people who live in this area where we, students of the Brahma Kumaris, come over the years. And so there's a very nice blended family that has developed very much because of this beautiful soul's love for humanity and love for service. So he's here both as a medical director of this beautiful hospital that you will see, and he's also here as a very special brother who loves this area and is welcoming all of us to this area. Welcome, Dr. Pratap.
Thank you, Sister Judy. Dear brothers and sisters, I feel very privileged and happy to welcome you here. I know you have traveled long distance, and Mount Abu is a small place, but it is a very special place. It's a place which has been known in the history, in Indian mythology, and it's a place, I would say, Brahma Kumaris chose it by divine design. No one knew that they would move here. The Brahma Kumaris University started in the now what we call the Sindh in Pakistan, but it moved to India in 1950 to Mount Abu. And no one knew about Mount Abu. When I first visited Mount Abu in 1970, and I shared with my friends that I am going to Mount Abu, many have said, you are going to Abu Dhabi. They were more familiar with Abu Dhabi than with Mount Abu. This was a very little known place, but this is one of the beautiful hill stations of Rajasthan. And this is a special place because many of the rishis, many of the sages chose it for tapasya. They chose it for their internal reflection, their personal growth. And still, if you go around the place, you'll find many of the sadhus and saints, they live in caves here. There are many centers. You know, many of the people have now developed their places, but originally it was very simple place. Even our Prime Minister, the present Prime Minister, he came and spent a month here, long time back when he was unknown. So it's a place which is very special and is small. The population is only 20,000. And you can imagine now the tourist influx is almost close to 2 million every year. This has now become very famous because of the Jain temples here, which is almost 13th century old, and then the Brahma Kumaris. Brahma Kumaris offer very special, like when Judy was sharing with you, why I came to Brahma Kumaris. Because I felt that science is incomplete without spirituality. We feel that every professional person does need a touch, a blend of spirituality to do his best in life. Not only in professional life, but also in personal life. Spirituality is not alien to us. Some people think spirituality means that you go to the bank of river and sit there chanting some mantras, or you go to the hilltop and just sit by yourself, go to Himalayas. But these mountains do remind us that one of the things which we always love is stillness, silence. Not only outside silence, but the inner silence also. Because peace and harmony can only be realized when we are with our own self. The Brahma Kumaris strongly believe that it is each one of us who can change the world. And it is only we need to reach a critical number of people who love peace, who vibrate peace, who talk peace, who express peace through their actions. Like when sister was introducing, she talked about my role in the hospital. When we created the hospital, the main objective was not only medicine, not only medication, not only pharmacy, but also silence, which would give solace to the patients. We combined both the things, and we have been able to, she wrongly introduced me as cardiologist. I'm not a cardiologist, but we have been able to accomplish great milestones in cardiology. Why? Because we have been able to tell the world that physical illnesses also start from our mind. Mind originates our thoughts. Thoughts leads to emotions and feelings. And feelings can create, I would say, chaos in our body, or they can even create a harmony in our body. So what we have been able to document today is that if you have a stable mind, if you have a peaceful mind, you influence your physical systems also. A peaceful mind, a honest mind, a mind which is tranquil, releases certain hormones which, you know, boosts our immune system. So we have been able to document and show it to the world that simple things like vegetarian food, exercise and meditation, they can reverse the physical diseases. It may be heart disease, it may be diabetes, it may be asthma, it may be your chronic headache or migraine. All these can be reversed just by managing your mind. Because we feel mind is the master. It is the master key. As sister was sharing, that Rajyoga means you become your own master. And most of the time what we feel, we get upset or we get angry or we get irritated because of someone else. But here we realize that we are the one who control our thoughts. We control our reactions. We don't get upset because of anyone else. We get upset because of our own feelings, because of our own limitations, our own weaknesses. Brahma Kumaris believe that we are one family which is united by this consciousness that we are all one spiritually. So, active Brahma Kumaris, you have come and you are welcome to this unlimited family. With this unlimited family, you would realize that we have a mission to accomplish, and that mission is to transform not only ourselves but transform the world. You would say it is a big task, but if you go to the UN Charter, it says wars begin in the minds of people, minds of politicians. So peace has also to begin in the minds of people. So this is what we feel. In all these 20 years when this peace of mind started, we have been talking to people, we have been spreading this message that any walk of life, whether you are a journalist or a physician or a business person or a housewife, you all need to realize that spirituality has to become integral part of our lives. So if this, once it is integrated, then that ethics come, that honesty comes, that commitment and that sense of, I would say, sense of belonging comes, a sensitivity comes. We all realize that we need to accept our diversity. We are one. We may be from different creeds or different colors, but we are one. So the message of this retreat is that we are one, we belong to one, and we have one mission to accomplish in this world, and that is to make everyone peaceful, happy, and in harmony. Today, when we talk of this peace of mind retreat, we also remember that this Mount Abu was chosen to be a center to, you know, to spread the Brahma Kumaris knowledge throughout the world. Today we have almost 8,000 centers across India and almost about 500 in 135 countries. And everyone feels the same way. We talk the same language of peace, and we honestly believe that this is what it would salvage the whole humanity. If we look around, there is violence, there is despair, there is no hope. Particularly when we look, the fuse can be blown any time. We are passing through a difficult time. But peace is our birthright, and we need to accomplish. So I'm very happy that you have come here. You have chosen to learn the science of peace, and you would go back very happy that you make peace as integral part of your lives. Thank you very much. Today we also remember one of our friends, one of our family members who was associated with peace of mind for last 20 years, Sister Margaret. She's not in physical form with us, but she's with us in subtle form. We pay our tribute to her. She was the one who worked hard to make this retreat success. I'm sure we all would feel that we would also contribute towards that cause. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Dr. Pratap. Margaret actually usually does what I'm doing, which is why I have notes tonight. She would never need a note because she knew all of this by heart. And the reason I'm wearing this lanyard is it was given as a gift from her to one of the brothers who's given it to me, so I will wear it in her honor. But to honor her just for a moment, I would like to invite all of you, for those of you who don't know her, I've asked somebody to give a little bit of background to who she was in relation to you as guests of Peace of Mind, but especially for all of those who are BK students who do know her and are very aware that I am not Margaret sitting up here. I would like to welcome Brother Frank, Brother Joe, and Brother Michael onto the stage, because really to see Margaret, you would always also see these three, because the three brothers and Margaret have lived together for 40 years as students of the Brahma Kumaris, in a very special household we call the Bunny Bhavan, because most of them have Chinese astrological signs of rabbits, except for the middle one, Frank, who's a horse. So they called it the Bunny Bhavan, and they lived together for 40 years, spiritual brothers and sisters. It's a very unique arrangement. And I'm going to ask Brother Frank just to say a couple of words about Margaret to honor her here.
Thank you, and welcome everyone. And thanks, Judy. It's great to have you picking up the reins from where Marg left off. Margaret had a great love of life. You can tell by her smile. A great friend, particularly to us, but to many others here as well. She really had a great passion, not only for spirituality, but also for this wonderful country of India, and for its innate spirituality, and for all the things that India gives to this world. Over the 20 years that Peace of Mind has been running, Marg, together with the support and assistance of so many of the other people involved in the Peace of Mind teams, and picking up the experiences of all of the 20 years of people who've come before you, or the 19 years before you, Marg continued to work to try and make Peace of Mind a really special program that brings together the innate spirituality of India, the philosophy and culture of the Brahma Kumaris, as Dr. Nirmala was saying before, and combining that with enjoyment of the performing arts, experiencing nature, having fun, enjoying good food and good company, and turning all of this into a program which we feel embodies spirituality in practice. So if it's okay, we'd like to have just a minute's remembrance of Marg, to send her our best wishes, and to wish all of us a really fabulous and fruitful time this week.
Thank you, brothers. And thank you to Marg for creating this. She was one of the originators of this Peace of Mind and held it so beautifully for 20 years. This, of course, is the first in 20 years that she's not sitting here. And I know she's only been gone 6 months. She left 6 months ago in April. And the three brothers called me the night she left. I don't know why they were thinking of Peace of Mind, but they called me in Canada from Australia, so it was a midnight phone call, woke me out of my sleep, and they said, would you please stand in for Marg? And, I mean, I just started crying. Frank was crying. We were all crying, I think. And I couldn't understand why, and now that I'm here, I understand why, and I feel Margaret was part of that request, actually, as a dear friend of mine. But what I have seen is how much the love that these four have for each other has carried this event, this special program, and how much Marg's love for India in particular is holding this. So, yeah, I think also the last thing about Marg is that she would not have been happy with them at all had they just sat in a puddle of tears and not done Peace of Mind this year. So it was, I think her leaving was a rallying cry that they better step up to the plate and be strong and come and do this. So you're all here in part because of the courage of these three brothers. So thank you. So I'm going to introduce our last guest, our last host, I can't say guest, Brother Charlie from Australia, who many of you might know. He studied with the BKs for 41 years, based in Australia, but traveled a lot, responsible for a lot of the activities with D.D. Nirmala of the BKs in the Asia-Pacific region. Charlie's going to speak to us a little bit about the spiritual lifestyle that you will be exposed to here in the next week, and how important it is and what part it plays in our spiritual journey, so that you'll be able to honor and respect that while you're here. We've also asked him to lead us in a very brief meditation to end our evening. And when he's finished, the stage will be rearranged quickly. The brothers will come out. And D.D. Nirmala would like to offer each of the guests here a special gift, a shawl for the mountain, a white shawl. Those of you from warmer countries might need it in the mornings and evenings when it's cool here. But really, it's quite symbolic of a big spiritual hug. So you're each going to, we'll ask you after the meditation, if you can maintain the silence and hold the meditation vibrations from the commentary that Charlie will lead us through. If you can hold that, please, as you come up onto the stage, each of you, and receive this special gift from D.D. Nirmala. You will also receive a little blessing card, a good wish card, and a sweet, what we call a toli. You're going to get a lot of these this week, so you can cut down on meal times if you would like to increase your sweet intake. And for the BK companions, we'll ask you also to come up and receive the toli and the blessing. So, and then we will have dinner at 7:45. And the meals are set up for us, you know, very specific timings. And each of the servers are there with a lot of love, and they will give you food. And you'll notice that they might want to look at you when they give you the food. And that's, of course, they're just wanting to make a soul-to-soul connection. So if you can accept the food with your hands and the love through the eyes, that would be beautiful, and we'll ask you to do the same thing when you receive your gift tonight on stage. They will await your arrival to serve you the food, and of course they won't leave their stations and eat until every one of you has come. So if we can be timely when we go to the dining hall, and that means they will also then be free to leave and eat at a reasonable time. So we will proceed to dinner immediately after your gifts. Just feel free to go to the dining hall. And I hope you have a really lovely evening, a good sleep, and that you're awake and fresh for your morning meditation and your fantastic walk around the grounds with Brother David tomorrow morning. So, without further ado, Brother Charlie, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Judy. And I'd also like to welcome all of you, perhaps add to the garland of welcomes that you've already received from Ahmedabad when you arrived here, and also from the stage today. I've actually had the fortune, I think, to visit India on about 80 occasions. I haven't counted them, but it's a lot. And I often think of this country as the land of the big heart, and Mount Abu is the land of the huge heart. And I think you'll find during your time here, it's an extraordinary place, a place of peace, but a place of my experience, great love and great caring. And I think you'll feel, and D.D. Nirmala touched on it, that, and I've seen many times that the feeling of belonging, it's almost like a home, a spiritual home. And I think that all contributes to the experience of peace, the experience of spirituality. My life experience is that there's often two parallel journeys happening at the same time. You know, the external journey, the outer journey is what we do, where we go, who we meet, and all the stories associated. But in the heart of each one of us, you know, that inner dialogue of how we're feeling, how we're engaging, how we're interpreting life and its scenes and its challenges. And I think our external journey has brought us all here. And sometimes I have the image we're like peace pilgrims that have come from all corners of the planet to meet together for this quite extraordinary week. But I think the inner journey is not just a belief about peace, but it's, we've, I think, come here, for me, it's to taste peace, to feel peace, to experience peace, to really make peace become a part of who I am as a person. And during this week, I think we'll have many environments which nurture this feeling, so that peace trickles into my feelings, peace trickles into my heart, peace trickles into my experience. And it's not just something which I think is a good thing, but it becomes really who I am. And I know all of us sitting in this hall, we've all meditated before, and prior, why we were probably motivated to come. And many times I feel the great challenge in this life is to step out of the intellectual sort of appreciation of spirituality and its ideas and massage it into my experience. And I think that this week is to move out of that sort of theory and belief into a deep, rich, tangible experience of peace. That's our journey, or that's the journey for me. And often I feel there's stages. The first step is to know about all the philosophy and ideas about peace. The second step is to realize. But the next 998 steps is educating myself how to bring peace into my mind, peace into my heart, peace into my behavior, my relationships, that I really live it in my life. And that's really the beauty of a spiritual journey. And I think that while we're here in this very unique environment, extremely unique environment, that all the people who live and work in this complex follow a spiritual lifestyle. And we would love to invite you also to become a part of that spiritual lifestyle. And that really means that for the whole week to just eat vegetarian food, we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't moralize about this, we just feel it's all a part of the fabric that builds a more peaceful experience in my life. But also maybe to let go the relationship with my devices. You know, all the devices we have, those little windows that seem to tantalize us. Our phones and our tablets and all that stuff that sort of makes me overthink and connects me with another environment and another world. We're not saying stop it, but just maybe reduce it to an extent that I can fully engage with what is happening here. So that I can really, I often feel if I spend this week truly in a state of peace, that I can carry it back into my life back there. And so this week we're going to be building a story of peace of mind. Every day is going to build the story. And I often feel that this story will create a sacred space inside. A sacred space of peace. And I love to think of my mind as a sacred space, which I am the sovereign ruler of that sacred space. Often we tend to feel my mind is completely dominated by the world and what's happening around me, but actually I am the sovereign ruler if I want to be. And how I feed that sacred space. And when I start to feed it with quality thoughts, positive thoughts, I relax a bit. When I start to feed it with thoughts of who I am And we're going to begin this journey of really going deep into that idea of who am I really. I start to feel peace. And when I start to feed my sacred space with a relationship with the divine, I think I can know really what silence is. And what we're going to do over this week is talk a bit and meditate a bit, talk a bit. So we start to feed my mind with ideas to help to sustain this sacred space with the highest quality of thinking and feeling. So what I'd like to do is just invite you to a few moments of meditation before we...
May I interrupt for one moment, Charlie?
Certainly, Judy, please.
Yeah, we have to. After meditation, he's going to do directly. So I just want you to know that the Toli you're getting has milk in it. I'm so sorry. We have to announce that for anyone who cannot do.
So, did you hear that? She was just saying that the sweet you're getting has milk in it. And I'm not sure, is there a vegan alternative? There's not. Okay. But anyway, you will receive your shawl, which will become your good friend for the week. So I'd like to invite you just for a few moments of meditation. And some of our meditations will be silent, but some we will offer a commentary. And just for the next few moments, I'm going to offer a few thoughts. And if I can suggest you put down notebooks, phones, bags, and really begin to engage with this journey towards peace of mind. There should be a little bit of background music as well. Let me sit very quietly and reflect deeply on the thoughts suggested. We have all arrived here with a pure aim in my heart to truly taste peace of mind. A state of mind which is original and natural. My whole world happens in my mind. But during this week, let me hold the image that my mind is a sacred space. Just visualize your mind as a crystal clear bowl of still water. So still, so silent, completely calm. whatever I put into this sacred space creates how I feel. Most of the time, this sacred space is filled with stories. Stories around my relationships. Stories about my responsibilities. Feelings about the past. And anxieties about the future. Let me make a decision to free my sacred space of these stories. Often stories that go round and round and never stop. And commit myself to a new story. A new type of thinking to fill my sacred space. Let me fill my sacred space with the purest quality of thought, the highest vibration of thought is of my true self, my authentic self, my permanent self, the spiritual being, the soul. When I know and realize who I am, peace is completely natural. My sacred space remains still and calm, even while moving, interacting, and engaging with all aspects of life. And this sacred space is the place which launches a real relationship with the divine. A relationship that is not just a belief, but a real living connection with the lover of the soul. And when I taste true love, pure love, my whole inner world cools down. The first need in life is love. When that need is fully satisfied, the searching mind, the wandering mind, the agitated mind comes to rest. I am a peaceful soul. Om.